Street, Paul. Although it wasn't included as a budgeted expense for 2021, Town of St. Paul Council has agreed to move ahead with installing a chain-link fence along the side of the skate park, located on 53rd Avenue. We currently have a snow fence on the south side of the skate park separating the skate park from the curb on 53rd Avenue to prevent errant skateboards from leaving the skate park and ending up on road, according to Stephen Jeffery. We also would like the people coming from the south to use the crosswalks and enter the skate park from the east and west side of skate park, said Jeffery. The suggested chain-link fence will be black in color and 245 feet in length, heard council. The fence specifications were also passed by the nearby women's shelter to ensure there were no concerns. The town's Parks and Rec Board has also already agreed to the recommendation, which is expected to cost about $5,100. Administration recommended approving the fence and moving forward on the project this year. Ron Boisvert asked if the fence was a budgeted item, to which administration noted it was not. Regardless, Boisvert voiced his support with moving forward with the fence. I think it's a great idea, said Boisvert. Repeal old bylaws. The first motion to proceed with repealing about 200 old bylaws was approved by council. A public hearing will be held to get public input, September 13. There wasn't anything exciting that we're repealing, but it will be great to clean up the books, said Mayor Maureen Miller. She noted that she appreciated the work done by staff to get the work done this summer. The pledge council approved a motion to include the local democracy pledge as part of the nomination package candidates receive for the upcoming municipal election. According to the Alberta Urban Municipalities Association, AUMA, the pledge is a voluntary commitment that candidates can make to voters to uphold key democratic principles, ahead of Alberta's 2021 municipal elections, to improve the quality and tone of political discourse. The pledge promotes fair and transparent municipal elections, free from undue partisan or financial influences, according to AUMA. It's a great idea actually, it keeps you accountable, said Miller. According to the Town of St. Paul website, there are currently three registered candidates for the upcoming fall election. All three are current council members and include Mayor Miller, Count Boisvert, and Count Gard Ward. The list was last updated on August 3.